Proclamation number 0616 of 12th of October, 1938. The Word of God, flesh and blood. Receive everything that is offered to you in your heart, then it will truly enter into you, strengthen your faith and destroy all doubts. For it corresponds to the will of the Lord that spiritual food is received in all humility, but with the greatest zeal and fullest devotion, and thus finds entrance into the heart of man. Thus also all strength will communicate itself to this. The spiritual food becomes good, strengthening food, by which the earthly child becomes suitable for the life in eternity. It promotes physical health, who always supplies the body with food and drink in the right measure. But only the Word of God is healthy and beneficial food for the soul. It is food and drink at the same time. It is the flesh and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. If you are strengthened by the Word of God, you can never fall into the death of the soul, but you will live forever. And if the Lord has promised you this, you need not fear bodily death, because the soul, which took its nourishment from the Word of God, only leaves its physical shell to enter eternal peace. So do not shrink back from the death of the body, for this is only the entrance into eternal bliss for you. When the Word of God is offered to you in an unadulterated form, the Lord Himself gives you the right food that your soul needs, and so it is only up to you that the gift of heaven is received by you in the fullest sense as the flesh and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you not only desire to hear the Word of God, but to obey it and live by it. So all power and blessing will flow from it, and you will truly eat His flesh and drink His blood, and thus have eternal life. Amen.